We have JR on the line. Good afternoon, JR. How are you?
Good afternoon. What's happening?
Good. Yeah, no, we're all good, man. So excited to be chatting to you. And I know there's a lot that you've been up to lately.
Yeah, there's a lot happening, man. You know, so it's just been a fruitful 2018. You know, we've had a lot of things going on right now. And there's going to be a bit of a blast of...
I think one of the major things that have been happening for you lately is the fact that you released your album on the 5th of October. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, well, we've had a bit of a delay. It's coming still this month, but the single is out. Yeah, so we've dropped the single, and the album is coming. It's a collaborative album.
Yeah.
JR and the cousins, and we're just excited, you know. I've always prided myself on putting on new artists and introducing the industry to new people, and that's kind of what we're trying to do with this one. So yeah, I'm very excited.
So the single that you've released is Heartless, right?
Yeah.
So I want to know, what inspired that song?
I mean, you know, I just think, you know, challenges. You know, I always write songs from a perspective of like what people are going through, especially because of South Africans, our everyday struggle.
Sure.
And this one is more like about, like, you know, guys who work so hard, you know, to please their significant other, or to work so hard to better their lives, and sometimes people get demoralized, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just a song that says, you know what, like, you know, let's not break each other's hearts. You know what I mean? Like, if you love somebody, let them not break your heart.
Yeah.
Always remain consistent, you know? So it's kind of everyday life, you know, South African people, everyday struggles and everyday life that we go through, you know?
Yeah, cool. And you mentioned that you have been working, actually, rather, you worked with the cousins on your upcoming album, sure?
Yeah. So the cousins are my band. And, you know, if you follow my music series on YouTube, Feel Good Live, you'll probably know them, and you'll notice them, and you'll see them all the time. And, you know, because we work so often together with the gigs and everything like that, it was only right that we do this album, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And I want to know about the experience, like the creative process of actually working with the cousins and, you know, that whole thing. How has the experience been with you, with them, rather?
I mean, we've been working together for a while, you know, with the guys, and it's a band that I've assembled, you know, from scratch, and, you know, they're now, you know, getting more recognized,
and,
you know, and working together through gigs and stuff like that. It's something we've always done. So it's not any different. Right now, it was a studio thing. Like, how do we get a studio and produce albums, you know, like, or produce an album, and how do we produce songs that resonate with the rest of the country? You know, it's a big year for me this year. I'm celebrating 10 years in the game.
Yes,
10 good years.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, we're celebrating 10 good years of JR. So I really wanted to do it because of that. I really wanted to make an album with the people that we work with every day. You know,
yeah.
A lot of the time, I just go and get different producers, and every album sounds different. But this one, I was like, you know what, let's use the people that people identify with the most.
Yes.
And that's us as a performance outfit. So, yeah, it's a very significant touch for 10 Good Years.
And is it going to be, like, is the sound still going to be JR as we know, or should we just, like, anticipate some surprises there?
You know, it's pretty different. And the reason it's different is because it's a collaborative effort. You know what I mean? It's not myself just putting out an album and say, this is how I want it to sound. You know,
sure.
I have to obviously take into consideration how other people want it. Being positioned, the cousins being the other ones. And for me, it's also about, like, how do we extend beyond just where South Africa is right now in terms of our musical landscape, and to extend it into the future. Like, how does our music sound like in the next 10 years? You know, it's been 10 good years since 2008. And how do we sound for the next 10 good years till 2028? What is the sound we're creating? You know what I mean? And this, for me, is building that, and it's creating that bridge that people can actually follow the path and listen to the sound.
Yeah. So you keep mentioning about the hashtag 10 good years. I want to ask you, so tomorrow you'll be doing a press conference on your track Amaze, right?
Yeah. So, you know, that's also another song that we put out. And, you know, it's just a year of music. You know, there's something very exciting that's happening tomorrow. It's a lovely and a big collaboration that's obviously going to engage a lot of people. And it might, you know, ruffle a little feathers, but I think it's also something that people will kind of look at as like, wow, what's this? What's going on? You know, because of the way that we positioned it. So yeah, you know, Amaze and you know, that's also going to be part of what the entire campaign.
Yeah,
so it's a really big last quarter of 2018.
Okay, so I was going to ask you if it is part of the hashtag 10 good years of, but you did mention that it's going to be part of the campaign. However, though, with this campaign, what more like is going to come from JR with the 10 years, the 10 good years?
I mean, what's happening with the 10 good years is, you know, the album is dropping. We're starting a campaign that started, you know, this week, a big campaign that's starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
That I'm pretty excited about and that I think everybody should look out for because it's really going to be, it's not sugar-coated. You know, it's very candid.
Yes.
You know, it takes you on a nice experience and a very bold experience of how it is working with artists, you know, and
sure.
how demanding we are. But it's going to be a very nice thing. And also performances throughout the entire festive season that's part of the 10 Good Years campaign. So the entirety of like the last 3 months of the year for us, you know, are a big time. You know, well, we have one time to celebrate these 10 years, and which is now.
Yeah.
And, you know, a big shout out to everybody that I work with and the partners who have come on and just to make this thing happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
well,
it's a very big time for 10 Good Years, JR and the cousins.
Yeah.
And obviously Amaze and, you know, the campaign starts tomorrow, something exciting. So people must look out for that as well.
I'm actually excited about it. I think also having heard the Heartless single, which we are going to air later today, I think I'm looking forward to your album. And quickly before I let you go, let's talk about Feel Good Live Sessions, right? I think it's an amazing project that you've been doing, and I know that it's now on MTV Base, and it's also, I think it's on season 2 right now.
Yeah, we're on season 2 right now.
Yes, and I just want to ask, what are some of the challenges that you have encountered when you are trying to work with, you know, the biggest celebrities or the biggest talent in South Africa?
It's not to be boastful, but I mean, like, you know, 10 years is a long time.
Yes, definitely.
I've met people who started out with me and fizzled out. I met people who came later. And I came at a very pivotal time between the old school and the new school of the South African music industry, you know.
Sure.
So I know all of these guys. You know, I saw them when they come up. You know, guys like, you took him on his first out of tour gig, you know, out of town gig, you know, went to Durban. He performed for his first time out of Joburg with me in Durban back
yeah.
in the day. You know, so I've seen guys come up like from the ground. So when I call you, you know, it's a call you don't want to miss. You know what I mean? And it's a call that people don't want to reject. You know?
Yeah.
It's a very important phone call. So, I mean, working with those kind of artists on that project is very inspiring for me. The fact that I can still call people and they can still heed the call and come
yeah.
through for me, it shows that there's immense support, you know. And I'll always be grateful to artists who came through for the season and guys who come through for the previous season and guys who've been with me for the past 10 years.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So before I let you go, can you just let us know, since you said that the date of your album has been postponed, when can we expect your album to drop?
It'll be out before the end of the month. And the reason is, like, I don't want to put a date to it because now we've decided to make it a surprise release.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's a surprise in terms of, like, the date. But,
okay.
I mean, it's going to be out before the end of the month. And a couple of things that I just want to put together, you know, y'all want music videos, you guys want performances, you guys want launches. So we're like, okay, let's see what we're going to do first. So let's not commit to a date, but it will be out for the end of the month, and it's exciting. You know, tomorrow is the new campaign starting, and obviously the album drops end of the month or before end of the month. So it's an exciting time, you know, 10 good years, merchandise as well. We're going to be putting merchandise
on our website.
Oh, that's so
cool.
It's going to be insane, you know?
Wow, I'm really excited for you, and I think you're doing great things, and also congratulations on a decade of being in the industry. And yeah, we'll be looking out for your album, and all the best with your music.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Support local, man.
Yeah, thank you.